Stoga svako, bilo da je dete ili starac, može nesmetano zadovoljavati ili obožavati u bilo kojim okolnostima. Odnos između živih bića i svevišnje božanske ličnosti uvek postoji i zato živo biće može lako zadovoljiti gospodina. Smisao.
Please read louder.
Yes. Smisao.
Real loud that everyone can hear.
Yeah. Neko može upitati, čovjek je bez sumnje jako vezan za porodični život, ali ako napusti porodični život da bi razvio privrženost ka služenju gospodina, mora se podvrći istom naporu i nevoljama. Kako onda korist ima od toga što se izložio nevoljama da bi služio gospodina? To nije opravdan prigovor. Gospodin izjavljuje Bhagavad Gita 14.4. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahat yonir aham bija pradapita. O Kuntin sine, trebaš shvatiti da je postojanje svih vrsta života omogućeno rađanjem u ovoj materijalnoj prirodi i da sam ja otac koji daje seme. Svevišnji gospodin Narayan je otac svih živih bića, jer su ona njegovi delići i čestice, mama i vamšo, jiva buta. Kao što se lako može uspostaviti odnos između oca i sina, tako se lako može ponovo uspostaviti prirodni, bliski odnos između Narayana i živih bića. Svalpa mapjasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Ako živo biće samo malo predano služi, Narayan je uvek spreman da ga spasi od najveće opasnosti. Najbolji primjer je Ajamil. Ajamil se odvojio od svevišnje božanske ličnosti vršići brojna grešna dela i Yamaraj mu je dosudio veoma oštru kaznu. Ali pošto je u vreme smrti izgovorio ime Narayane, iako nije zvao svevišnje gospodina Narayanu, već svog sina po imenu Narayan, bio je spašen iz Yamarajinih ruku. Prema tome, da bismo zadovoljili Narayanu, ne trebamo uložiti toliki napor kao što trebamo kada želimo da zadovoljimo svoju porodicu, zajednicu i naciju. Videli smo da su važni politički vođe bili ubijeni zbog male greške u svom ponašanju. Zato je zadovoljiti društvo, porodicu, zajednicu i naciju jako teško. Zadovoljiti Narayanu, međutim, uopšte nije teško. To je veoma lako. Naša dužnost je da oživimo svoj odnos sa Narayanom. Čak i mali napor u tom pravcu će učiniti pokušaj uspešnim, ali nikada nećemo uspjeti da zadovoljimo takozvanu porodicu, društvo i naciju, čak i ako žrtvujemo svoj život. Jednostavan napor koji uložimo, predano služenje, Shravanam Kirtanam Višnu, slušanje i pevanje gospodinovog svetog imena, može nam omogućiti da zadovoljimo svevišnju božansku ličnost. Šri Čajtinja Mahaprabhu je zato podario svoje blagoslove rečima Param Vijayati Šri Krišna Sankirtanam, Sva Sava Šri Krišna Sankirtanam. Ako želimo steći pravu dobrobit od svog ljudskog oblika života, moramo se posvetiti pevanju gospodinovog svetog imena.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simadavakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pacharine Nirvase Sasunyavari Vaskachare Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gauravandana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord.
Dragi moji sinovi demona, svevišnja božanska ličnost Narayan je izvorna nadduša, otac svih živih bića. Zato ga svako, bilo da je dete ili starac, može nesmetano zadovoljavati ili obožavati u bilo kojim okolnostima. Odnos između živih bića i svevišnje božanske ličnosti uvek postoji i zato živo biće može lako zadovoljiti gospodina.
To actually come to the platform where one can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead means to tear apart the veil of Maya, which is covering us since time immemorial.
Da bismo došli na nivo na kom možemo predano služiti svevišnju božansku ličnost, moramo raskinuti taj veo koji nas odvaja od pamtiveka od svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
Yeah. You must speak louder. You're so shy. Actually, Jiva Goswami says the transcendental subject matter must be spoken out louder so that it can hurt. Please don't. It is bona fide if you speak loud. So, although we do have a relationship since time immemorial to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of Maya, this relationship is not known to us.
Iako od pamtiveka imamo svoj odnos sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću, zbog Maje mi ne poznajemo taj odnos.
Due to Maya, we think we have a relationship to everyone and everything else instead of Krishna.
Zbog Maje mislimo da imamo odnos sa svim i svačim umjesto sa Krishnom.
Now to come to a to the platform where you actually are aware and act in your relationship to Krishna, you have to take a second birth.
Da bismo došli na nivo na kom bi bili svesni da kako ne delujemo u skladu sa odnosu sa Krišnom, onda moramo se dva put roditi.
Just like the birth takes you out of the womb of the mother where you are only partially aware of what is going on of reality, the second birth, the birth to spiritual life, takes you out of the womb of ignorance.
Kao što vas prvo rođenje, rođenje iz majke, zapravo vi izlazite iz utrobe i onda možete shvatiti šta se događa u naokolo, u stvarnosti. Tako vas drugo rođenje zapravo isto tako vam omogućuje da izađete na stvarnost, da vidite šta se zaista dešava u duhovnom životu.
His motor has to get warm. You are a diesel amongst translators. So, both human beings and birds have been called dvija.
I ljudska bića i dva put rođena ljudska bića se naziva dvija.
Just because the bird, dvija means two birth.
Dvija znači dva rođenja.
The first birth of the bird is taking place in the egg.
Prvo rođenje se dešava u jajetu.
And the second birth is taking place outside of the egg and is more important because in the second birth the bird can see and hear more.
Drugo rođenje međutim odvaja se izvan jajeta i mnogo je važnije jer tad osoba može slušati i vidjeti više.
Life for the bird begins with the second birth.
Život osobe počinje sa drugim rođenjem.
So similar in a human being's life, the second birth, the spiritual life, is more important than the biological birth.
Slično tome u ljudskom životu, drugo rođenje je mnogo važnije od biološkog života.
Because only by the second birth, the human being can actually understand reality.
Samo zahvaljujući drugom rođenju, ljudsko biće može shvatiti stvarnost.
So, just like there is a material father and material mother which helps for your first birth, there is a spiritual father and a spiritual mother for your second birth.
I upravo kao što postoji materijalni otac i materijalna majka koja vam pomažu u prvom rođenju, tako postoje duhovni otac i duhovna majka koja vam pomažu u duhovnom rođenju.
It is said in every birth, even the animal birth, you can get a material mother and a material father.
Rečeno je da čak i u životinskom svetu možete dobiti materijalnog oca i materijalnog majku.
But only in the human form of life you can get a spiritual father and a spiritual mother.
Ali samo u duhovnom životu možete dobiti duhovnog oca i duhovnu majku.
Someone who has not a spiritual father and a spiritual mother, he is not even born yet.
Osoba koja nema duhovnog oca i duhovnu majku, ona se zapravo nije još ni rodila.
Although his eyes see, they are compared to the eyes printed on a peacock feather.
Iako njene oči vide, one se porede sa očima koje su se nalaze na paunovom peru.
They are blind.
One su slepe.
Although his legs spiritually blind.
Duhovno slepe.
Although his legs move, they are compared to the tree trunks.
Iako se njegove noge kreću, one se porede sa stablima drveta.
Spiritually he cannot move.
Duhovno on se ne može pokretati.
Although his hands may be active in so many activities, they are actually like the hands of a dead man.
Iako njegove ruke mogu biti aktivne u toliko mnogo djelatnosti, one su poput ruku mrtvaca.
Because spiritually he does not move.
Jer duhovno se ne pokreće.
So the spiritual father, which is so important, is the spiritual mother, master, sorry. And the spiritual mother, which is so important, is the scriptures.
I duhovni otac koji je toliko važan je duhovni učitelj, a duhovna majka koja je također toliko važna su spisi.
It has been said, Tasma kurum prapadjeta igyasam shreyamuttama. This is a verse which I will read to you. Tasma kurum prapadjeta. Here we have it. Please read loud, huh? Don't be shy. Therefore.
Ovo je stih koji želim da vam pročitam. Stoga osoba koja ozbiljno želi pravu sreću mora naći vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i uzeti njegovo utočište inicijacije. Kvalifikacija vjerodostojnog gurua je da je spoznao zaključak spisa proučavanjem i da je sposoban da uveri druge u te zaključke. Takve velike ličnosti koje su uzele utočište vrhovnog Boga, ostavljajući na stranu sva materijalna shvatanja, trebaju se smatrati vjerodostojnim duhovnim učiteljima. Šri Prabhupada, kralju Nimi.
So, to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation is the subject of today's lecture, I think it's called.
Uzimanje utočišta inicijacijom vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja je tema današnje lekcije.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that we should that the living entity is wandering from body to body, from universe to universe.
U Chaitanya Charitamrita je rečeno da živo biće luta od tela do tela i od univerzuma do univerzuma.
Please speak loud, it is not a sin. So when he meets, when he is fortunate, Krishna sends him a bona fide spiritual master.
I kada je srećna, onda Krishna pošalje vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja.
Very good. Dobro. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, he gets the seed of devotional service.
I milošću duhovnog učitelja dobio seme predanog služenja.
Yes. And this seed of devotional service grows more and more and more into a powerful, wonderful plant until it actually reaches the lotus feet of Krishna.
I ta divna biljka zapravo sve više više raste sve dok ne dođe do lotosovih stopala Krišne.
And then this connection to the lotus stopala of Krishna is made, then the living entity is fixed up in his eternal relationship with Krishna.
I kad se uspostavi taj odnos sa lotosovim stopalama Krišne,
yes,
onda je osoba utemeljena u svom izvornom položaju.
So, dear devotees, guests, sympathizants and doubters, to reach this eternal relationship to Krishna is the real business of the human form of life.
I stoga, dragi naši prijatelji, gosti, simpatetici i oni koji imaju sumnje, sumničavi, molim vas, shvatite da je zapravo to pravi cilj, pravi cilj života.
Yes, to get this seed of devotional service and cultivate it into a plant which reaches Krishna is the real thing which you have to do while being in Beograd.
Prava stvar koju trebate uraditi dok ste u Beogradu je da dobijete to seme predanog služenja i da ga negujete da bi ono došlo do lotosa i stopala Krišne.
It's the real thing to do on any planet in this vast cosmic illusion called the material world.
To je jedina prava stvar koju treba uraditi na bilo kojoj planeti u ovom ogromnom ogromnoj kosmičkoj iluziji.
I will tell you a very nice story in this connection.
U vezi s tim želim da vam ispričam jednu jako lepu priču.
So once there was a great saint, the great teacher Ramanujacharya, who had already many disciples but was not initiated. He was a teacher in knowledge.
Jednom je bio veliki učitelj Ramanujacharya i on je iako je imao mnogo učenika nije bio još uvek iniciran.
Yes. So finally he decided to take initiation from Yamunacharya.
I konačno je odlučio da uzme inicijaciju od Yamunacharya.
He had to travel 6 days.
Morao je da putuje 6 dana.
And when he finally reached the town of Yamunacharya, he found out he had just died 2 hours ago.
I kada je došao do grada Yamunacharya, saznao da je on upravo pre 2 sata bio umro.
Smashed into 1,000 pieces, he returned to Kanchipuram, where he lived.
Slomljen u hiljade komada, vratio se u Kanchipur, u grad u kom živio.
One day he came before the deities and said, my life is ruined. I have not found shelter at the lotus feet of Yamunacharya.
Jednog dana je došao pred božanstvo i rekao, moj život je uništen, nisam našao utočište kod lotosovih stopala Yamunacharya.
All of a sudden, the deity began to speak to him. You should take initiation from the great soul Maha Puna.
Međutim, iznenada božanstvo je progovorilo njemu i reklo, trebaš uzeti inicijaciju od velike osobe, od velike duše Mahapurne.
He is a disciple of Yamunacharya.
On je učenik Yamunacharya.
So immediately Ramanujacharya went back, traveling 6 days on foot to the place called Kanchipuram.
I Yamunacharya se odmah vratio 6 dana
putovao. Ne, Ranga Chetra, sorry.
I Yamunacharya odmah otišao, krenuo i 6 dana putovao do mesta zvanog Ranga Chetra.
Yes, so at the same time Mahapuna had received an instruction from Sri Ranganath in Ranga Chetra to accept Ramanujacharya as his disciple.
Istovremeno Mahapurna je dobio putstvo iz Rangakshetra da treba prihvatiti Yamunacharya za svog učenika.
So he was going and they both came. And they both, by Krishna's divine arrangement, slept midway in the same village.
I zahvaljujući Krishnam aranžmanu obadvojica su krenuli i onda su se susreli u istom selu.
Now somehow they got to Ramanujacharya got to know that in the same village where he wanted to sleep, his spiritual master, his future spiritual master would be. Ramanujacharya, he went to meet Mahapuna, but Mahapuna went to meet Ramanujacharya, you had translated this part. Yeah. So they met in the same village. And Ramanujacharya got to know that his spiritual master is at the same place.
I onda Ramanujacharya je saznao da je njegov duhovni učitelj, budući duhovni učitelj tu u istom mjestu.
Can speak louder, it is no sin. Again, Ramanujacharya felt a great ecstatic emotion.
I onda istovremeno Ramanujacharya osjetio jako veliko zanosno osjećanje.
He went to the feet of Mahapuna.
Otišao je do stopala Mahapurne.
And said, please accept me as your disciple.
I rekao, molim te, prihvati me kao svog učenika.
Yes, said Mahapuna, I have received this instruction of Krishna, I will certainly do. Come with me to Rangachetra.
Da, rekao je Mahapurna, dobio sam to uputstvo Krishna i pođi sa mnom Rangachetra i radit ćete.
It's only 3 days to walk.
Ima samo 3 dana da se hode.
No, said Ramanuja, I might die. Or you might die. We have to, the initiation has to take place in this village.
Ne, rekao Ramanujacharya, ja mogu umreti ili ti možeš umreti, inicijacija mora da bude ovdje u ovom selu.
Because once this happened.
Jer to se već jednom desilo.
So Mahapuna said, but he has no good temple, you know. Okay, tomorrow we will do the initiation ceremony.
Mahapuna rekao, nema dobrog hrama, ali dobro, uradit ćemo to sutra.
No, said Ramanuja, molim, please. Let us do it today, because I might die.
Ne, rekao Ramanujacharya, molim te, daj da to uradimo danas, jer mogu umreti.
But the sun has set, it is not even an auspicious time.
Ali sunce je zašlo, nije povoljno čak ni vreme.
But please, said Ramanujacharya, this is too important to let it wait.
Ali ne, rekao Ramanujacharya, to je previše važno da bi smo ostavili da čeka.
This is, so finally Mahapuna took out the arani wood for igniting the fire.
Konačno, Mahapuna je izvadio arani drvo da bi zapalio vatru.
So you can see from this that how important this is, and this is actually appreciated or said in the Tattva Sagara, I believe. Yes, where it is mentioned, where there's a very nice quote which dear Shanta Prabhu, will read to you in a loud voice.
Da, ovo je rečeno, je propisano u
Vič, nekako se... Tattva Sagara.
Tattva Sagari. Ako, kojim slučajem osoba dobije Sadgura, nije važno da li se nalazi u hramu ili šumi. Ako Sadguru, ako se Sadguru, verodostojni duhovni učitelj, složi, osoba može odmah dobiti inicijaciju bez da čeka pogodno vreme i mjesto.
Yes, this is all. Have you understood? It says even if you are in the forest, you should immediately be initiated by the Sadguru without waiting.
Rečeno je da čak i ako se nalazite u šumi, treba da odmah dobijete inicijaciju od Sadgura i da ne čekate.
So when Ramanuja quoted this shloka, he convinced Mahapuna.
I kad je Ramanujacharya naveo tu taj stih, onda je ubedio Mahapuna.
Now let us proceed in finding out what are the qualities of such a guru.
I sad ćemo nastaviti i vidjet ćemo, pogledat ćemo koje su odlike takvog gurua.
And please speak louder. You have, why have I always to say it? You just have to surrender.
Yeah.
It is service.
Yeah.
It is service. Don't be a false ego.
Yeah.
We must now find out what are the qualifications of the spiritual master and of the disciple.
I sad moramo da vidimo koje su odlike duhovnog učitelja i učenika.
Because only if there are the qualities there, then this makes sense.
Jer samo kad su tu te odlike, onda to ima smisla.
Just like a drum, only when it can make a sound, then it is actually a drum.
Jer upravo kao bubanj, samo ako on može da proizvede zvuk, onda je zapravo bubanj.
A bubanj without a zvuk is not a drum.
Jer bubanj bez zvuka nije bubanj.
It is a false imitation.
Ona je lažna imitacija.
So for spiritual life we should not move on the platform of falsity.
I na duhovnom nivou ne trebamo se kretati nivom lažnosti.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam there are two very important qualifications for the spiritual master given.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu su date dve važne odlike duhovnog učitelja.
It is said he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures and be able to convince others of these conclusions.
Rečeno je da on mora da je spoznao zaključak spisa i da mora biti sposoban da uveri druge u te zaključke.
And it is said that he has left aside all material considerations. In other words, he is a spiritualist.
Rečeno je isto tako da je napustio sva materijalna shvatanja, drugim rečima da je osoba koja praktikuje duhovni život.
Someone who does not know or understand what Krishna says, how can he be a representative of Krishna?
Onaj ko ne može shvatiti šta Krishna kaže, kako on može biti predstavnik Krishne?
Those so-called gurus who are making up their own teachings with some esoteric materialism in the center, they are not qualified.
Osobe koje izmišljaju svoja učenja, takozvani tobožni guru, i stavljaju to u centar, oni nisu kvalifikovani.
And those who are not living by what they teach, they are actually also pretenders.
I oni koji ne žive ono što poučavaju, oni su također prave se za nešto.
Yes. These two things, huh? He must know the scriptures and convince others.
Te dve stvari, on mora poznavati spise i uveriti druge.
And he must practice what he teaches.
I mora primjenjivati ono što poučava.
Mm-hmm. Another qualification which is given in the Upadeshamrita is that he must be in control of his of six powerful urges.
I još jedna stvar koja je spomenuta u Padešamriti je da mora kontrolisati šest moćnih nagona.
These urges are just like whips which whip around the conditioned soul.
I ti nagoni su upravo poput bića koji bičuju usmrljenu dušu.
Do you have this in Yugoslavia? There are these little like pyramids they are and the child goes like and it turns around. Chigli?
Chigra,
yes. These are whips, what I will tell you now.
Upravo kao što postoje na igračka koju deca okreću, to na čigra, to su zapravo bičevi koji će vam sad predstaviti.
Please go louder.
Yes.
So, first there is the urge to speak.
Najprije postoji nagon za govorom.
The tongue always wants to make noise.
Jezik uvek želi da pravi neki zvuk.
Then there is a mind's demand.
Onda postoje zahtjevi uma.
The mind wants so many things.
um želi toliko mnogo stvari.
Then there is anger.
Onda postoji gnev.
Then there is the urge of the tongue.
Onda postoji nagon jezika.
Who wants to eat?
Koji želi jesti.
And then there is the urge of the belly, who wants to be full.
I onda postoji nagon stomaka koji želi biti pun.
And also there is the urge of the genitals.
I onda postoji nagon i genitalija isto.
Who want to be rubbed for satisfaction.
Koje žele dobiti zadovoljstvo.
Yes. This spiritual master has to be able to conquer these urges.
I duhovni učitelj mora biti sposoban da pokori te nagone.
Which whip the conditioned souls in a conditioned existence.
Koji bičuju uslovljenu dušu u uslovljenoj egzistenciji.
Now let us hear what are the qualifications of the bona fide disciple.
I čujemo sada koje su kvalifikacije vjerodostojnog učenika.
This is very important for everyone.
To je jako važno za svakoga.
The disciple must have the following qualifications.
Učenik mora imati sljedeće kvalifikacije.
He must give up interest in the material bodily conception.
Mora napustiti interes za materijalna telesna shvatanja.
He must give up material lust, anger. He must give up material lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and envy.
Mora napustiti materijalnu požudu, pohlepu, zavist, ludilo, gnev i
envy, yeah. Madness, illusion, lust, anger, greed. Greed is gnev, huh?
Yeah. Pohlepa.
Pohlepa.
Pohlepa, yeah.
Yes. He should be interested only in understanding the science of God.
Treba ga zanimati samo da shvati nauku o Bogu.
And he should be ready to consider all points in this matter.
I treba biti spreman da uzme sve u obzir u vezi s tim.
He should no longer think I am this body.
Ne smije više misliti ja sam ovo telo.
Or this thing belongs to me.
Ili ova stvar pripada meni.
One must love the spiritual master with unflinching faith.
Mora voljeti duhovnog učitelja s nepokolebljivom verom.
And one must be very steady and fixed.
Mora biti jako temeljen i postojan.
The bona fide disciple should be inquisitive to understand transcendental subject matter.
Vjerodostojni učenik mora biti
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Njegov jedini interes treba ležati u Krišni, u svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti.
These are the qualifications of a bona fide spiritual master and a bona fide disciple.
To su kvalifikacije vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i učenika.
The main thing in the qualifications of the spiritual master is that he must be fully charged up with spiritual understanding and he must be a great lover of Krishna.
Glavna kvalifikacija duhovnog učitelja je da bude pun duhovnog razumevanja i mora biti ljubavnik Krišne.
And the main qualification of the spiritual master as of the disciple is that he must be interested in Krishna.
A glavna kvalifikacija učenika treba biti da je zainteresovan za Krišnu.
And this interest must be strong enough so that he can give up things which are illusory.
I taj interes treba biti dovoljno jak da može napustiti stvari koje su iluzorne.
Like it is said here, he must be able to give up lust and anger and more important, he must give up the conception I am this body or this belongs to me.
Kao što je ovdje rečeno, on mora napustiti stvari kao što su požuda i gnev i naročito shvatanja ovo je moje, ovo sam ja.
When these qualifications, mutual qualifications are there, then the exchange of spiritual science can take place.
mutual on both
mutual
sides.
On both sides, aha. Yes.
Kad postoji ta te kvalifikacije, kad postoje na obe strane, onda zapravo može doći do uspjeha u duhovnom nauci.
And it becomes a very happy relationship.
I onda to postaje jako srećan odnos.
But if these qualifications are not there, it will not make the right thing. It's not the right thing.
Ali ako te kvalifikacije nisu prisutne, onda neće doći do prave stvari.
It's just like if there is a drum which cannot make a sound, and someone plays it who cannot play. It is only noise.
To je upravo kao što kad imate bubanj koji ne može da odaje nikakav zvuk i neko ko svira njemu, ko zapravo ne ume ni da svira.
Or there is a traditional example which I will now give you.
Ili postoji primjer koji je u tradiciji.
Yes. It is when you have in India you can make fire with a special firewood.
U Indiji možete napraviti vatru sa posebnim drvima za vatru.
Yes. You have a one piece of fire and then a very hard stick of wood. Sorry, not one piece of wood. It's, I believe, the Arani wood. And then one hard piece of wood. And you go like this. And then fire comes from within the first, from without the first piece of wood.
Imate najprije jedan komad drveta koji je to drvo koje pravi vatru. To je Arani drvo najvjerojatnije, jedno drugo drvo. I onda ako ih trljate, onda dobijete vatru u ovom prvom.
Yes. So it must be the right wood, otherwise it wouldn't work.
I onda mora biti pravo drvo, inače ono neće uspjeti.
In a similar way, the disciple must be the right person, must be qualified, and the spiritual master must be qualified. Otherwise you don't get fire.
Na sličan način, učenik mora biti prava osoba, mora biti kvalifikovan i duhovni učitelj također, inače nećete dobiti vatru.
This fire is the fire of spiritual knowledge.
Ta vatra je vatra duhovnog znanja.
It's not academic knowledge.
To nije akademsko znanje.
But it is knowledge which is impregnated with full realization and spiritual force.
Već je to znanje koje je impregnirano duhovnom spoznajem i snagom.
And when this fire begins to come, it will burn away all karma.
I kad dođe do te vatre, onda će ona spaliti svu karmu.
Now, most of you are asking themselves, I can well imagine, how can we develop the right qualifications?
I većina vas se sad pita kako možemo razviti te prave kvalifikacije.
So that we can also be initiated.
Tako da i mi možemo biti inicirani.
Every one of us should desire to be initiated by a spiritual master.
Svako od nas treba željeti da bude iniciran od duhovnog učitelja.
Because that helps one to come to the second birth.
Jer to pomaže osobi da dođe do drugog rođenja.
It awakens your transcendental knowledge.
On budi naše transcendentalno znanje.
And takes away all reactions caused by sinful activity.
I odnosi sve posljedice grešnih djelatnosti.
But as I said, we must first have the qualifications, otherwise it is the fire won't come.
Ali kao što sam rekao, najprije moramo imati te kvalifikacije, jer inače neće doći do vatre.
Therefore, before initiation, there is a process called purushcitta, the purushcharya, which are activities which guarantee the full success when the initiation takes place.
I zato postoje djelatnosti koje se zovu purushcharya.
Yes.
I koje moramo činiti pre inicijacije da bi inicijacija bila uspješna.
So now you must hear very careful.
I sad morate pažljivo slušati.
Because even if we are initiated, we should always remember these activities.
Jer čak i ako smo inicirani, uvijek se trebamo sjećati tih djelatnosti.
So Prabhupada writes, because he's, well, let me write to you what these activities are. I will now give you a traditional version, yes? In the morning, afternoon and evening one should worship the deity.
Sad ću vam dati tradicionalnu verziju. Ujutro i uveče osoba treba obožavati božanstvo.
Once you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
treba mantrati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
offer oblations,
prinositi ponude,
perform a fire sacrifice,
vršiti žrtvene vatre,
and feed the brahmanas,
i hraniti brahmane.
These five activities constitute purashcharya.
Tih pet delatnosti čine purashcharya.
To attain full success when taking initiation from the spiritual master, one should first perform these purashcharya processes.
Da bi u potpunosti uspjela u uzimanju inicijacije od duhovnog učitelja, osoba mora vršiti najprije tih pet djelatnosti.
Now, tomorrow, everywhere in the temple, there will be fire slide.
Sutra ujutro će suda u hramu biti vatra.
In some Beograd apartments fires will start.
Nekim stanovima u Beogradu će doći do vatre.
And the militia will get me and throw me out of the town.
Milicija će doći.
So let us in Krishna consciousness, in the Vaishnava path, see, we are following the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. There are other activities, but which are in essence the same.
U svesnosti Krišne i na putu Vaishnava, u Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya postoje neke druge delatnosti, ali su one u suštini iste.
See, one thing you have to understand, in our line, we have the most powerful, which is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which can transform anyone into a very great devotee of the Lord.
U našem učeničkom nasljeđu nizu imamo jednu jako moćnu stvar, to je Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, koja može svakog preobraziti u jako dobrog paktu.
This is actually described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that by chanting even a sinful dog eater is elevated to a platform where it is considered that he has performed all kinds of sacrifices.
Jer kao što je rečeno u Srimad Bhagavatamu, pevanjem Maha Mantra, čak i grešni psojedac se može uzdići do nivoa na kom zapravo se smatra da je već izvršio sva žrtvovanja.
But because we want to be qualified, let us take the spirit from these, huh?
Ali pošto želimo imati te kvalifikacije, onda uzmimo taj duh.
We should always worship Krishna.
Trebamo uvek obožavati Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Mantrati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Offer foods to Krishna.
Nuditi hranu Krishna.
And have association with the Vaishnavas.
I družiti se sa Vaishnavom.
Cooking is going on. So it is said someone is already making a fire there. It is said Prabhupada writes, we do not immediately initiate disciples into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Što Prabhupada je rekao, mi ne iniciramo odmah učenike u svjetskosti Krishna.
For 6 months, a candidate for initiation must first attend arati.
6 mjeseci kandidat koji želi inicijaciju mora prisustvovati arati.
Yes, that's where Krishna is worshipped.
Tu se Krishna obožava.
Yes. Then he must come to classes in the shastras.
I onda mora dolaziti na lekcije.
He must practice the regulative principles.
Mora slediti regulativne principe.
And associate with other devotees.
I družiti se sa drugim baktama.
Then when one is advanced in on this path and meets the requirement, then he actually is ready for the second birth.
I onda kad napreduje na tom putu i ispuni te stvari, onda je spreman za drugo rođenje.
It's like the chicken, little chicken, you know, when it is grown up to a certain degree, then it actually can leave the eye.
Isto kao the egg, malo pile, kad naraste, yes. do jedne određene veličine, onda može izaći iz jajta.
Very nice translation. There's a pile, like a pile, yes. So, this is one important thing. The second important thing which I wanted to say is that when approaching the spiritual master, we should have the right questions.
To je prva važna stvar, to je druga, je da kad prilazimo duhovnom učitelju, onda moramo imati prava pitanja.
In India, sometimes people go to a spiritual master just to have material benedictions.
U Indiji ponekad ljudi idu duhovnom učitelju samo da bi dobili materijalne blagoslove.
Once Prabhupada was riding on a train and some Indians came into his compartments to get his ashivad. This is a blessing.
Jednom je Prabhupada išao vozom i onda su neki Indijci došli u njegov kupe i onda su tražili ashivad, blagoslove.
Yes. So Prabhupada turned to his disciples and said, this is what they want. They always want ashivad, they think this is material blessing.
Evo, to je ono što oni žele, rekao Šrila Prabhupada svojim učenicima, ashivad, materijalne blagoslove.
And he was right.
I on je bio pravo.
The Indian said, please, Swamiji, bless me that my wife is nice to me.
On je rekao, molim te Swamiji, blagoslovi me tako da je moja žena dobra sa mnom.
And that I get nice children.
Tako da dobijem lepu decu.
Who get good notes in the school.
Koja će imati dobre ocene u školi.
And Prabhupada said, this is not what you should come for when you approach a spiritual personality.
I Prabhupada je rekao, to ne trebate činiti zapravo kad prilazite, tražiti.
Prabhupada said, this is not what you should come for when you approach a spiritual personality.
I Prabhupada je rekao, to ne trebate činiti zapravo kad prilazite, tražiti, kad prilazite duhovnoj osobi, ličnosti.
And he told them, I bless you that you become like them. And he pointed to his disciples.
I on im je rekao, ja vas blagoslovljam tako da postanete kao oni i pokazujem svoje učenike.
This was too much for the Indians.
I to je bilo previše za Indijice.
They all gave excuses. Oh, Swamiji.
I oni su se odmah izvinili. Oh, Swamiji.
They went out of the compartment.
I onda su izašli iz kupeja.
So, when approaching the spiritual master, we should not have material desires.
I kad prilazimo duhovnom učitelju, ne bi trebali da imamo materijalne želje.
Prabhupada, he said, we should pray like Sanatana Goswami.
Prabhupada kaže, trebamo se moliti kao Sanatana Goswami.
I was born in a low family.
Rođen sam u niskoj porodici.
And my associates are all low.
I moji pratioci su svi.
I myself am fallen.
Niski. Ja sam isto pao.
And I am the lowest of men.
I najniži sam od ljudi.
Indeed, I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism.
Čitav život sam proveo tako što sam pao u bunar grešnog života.
I do not know what is good for me.
Ne znam šta je dobro za mene.
And what is bad.
A šta je loše.
Who am I?
Ko sam ja?
Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble?
I zašto mi trostruke bede uvijek zadaju nevolje?
Now I'm confused about my duty.
Sad sam zbunjen po pitanju moje dužnosti.
And because of slobiness, because of miserly weakness, I have lost all composure.
I zbog slabosti sam izgubio svu pribranost.
Yeah. In this condition, I'm asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me.
U tom stanju te pitam da mi kažeš šta je najbolje za mene.
Now I am your disciple and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Sada sam tvoj učenik i duša predana tebi, molim te pouči me.
Now I want to end this presentation by giving you a very nice example. You all might have heard the name of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is there on the altar, yes, on the right side of Srila Prabhupada.
Sad želim ovo završiti, ovo izlaganje, sa jednim primjerom koje je dao Šri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur i on je došao Prabhupada.
He was, when he was 18, he was already a great scholar.
Kad je on imao 18 godina, on je već bio veoma učena osoba.
He was a genius in astronomy and astrology.
Bio je genijalac u astronomiji i astrologiji.
He wrote a book called Surya Siddhanta, or commented on the Surya Siddhanta. It's actually a Vedic book, and his comments are still taken as the greatest comments ever made in astrology.
On napisao tada knjigu Surya Siddhanta, to je zapravo, on je napisao komentare na tu vedsku knjigu Surya Siddhanta, i ta knjiga se još uvek uzima kao najveća knjiga.
Yes.
U oblasti astronomije.
Yes, still his father told him, please, you must get initiation from Gokishodas Babaji.
Ipak njegov otac mu je rekao, ti moraš dobiti inicijaciju od Gokishodas Babaji.
Now, Gokishodas Babaji was a very transcendental personality.
Sad, Gokishodas Babaji je bio nejako transcendentalna ličnost.
He just walked around in the holy land chanting the names of Krishna.
On je hodao po svetoj zemlji pevajući Krishna imena.
By external vision, he was blind.
Prema viđenju drugih bio je slep.
But still, by internal vision, he was fully seeing.
Ali, zahvaljujući toj unutarnjoj viziji, imao je potpuno, u potpunosti je video.
One time, he walked the whole night through a very dangerous jungle to reach a certain place.
Jednom je čitavu noć išao kroz opasnu džunglu da bi došao do određenog mesta.
And then he was asked how he was coming. He said, one person brought me here.
I kad su ga pitali kako je došao do tamo, onda je rekao, jedna osoba me dovela tu.
This person was Krishna.
I ta osoba bila Krishna.
So his spiritual vision was fully awake, and that's why his father told him, you should get initiation.
I njegova duhovna vizija se potpuno se probudila i zato je otac Bhaktisiddhanta rekao, ti moraš dobiti inicijaciju od njega.
But as I yes, as I remember, Gokishodas Babaji was too humble to accept Bhaktisiddhanta.
Ali Gokishodas Babaji je bio previše ponizan da bi prihvatio Bhaktisiddhanta.
He says, I don't know if I can do this, I have to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ja ne znam da li to mogu učiniti, moram pitati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Next day Bhaktisiddhanta came. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say?
Sljedeći dan Bhaktisiddhanta je došao i rekao, šta je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao?
Oh, I forgot to ask.
Oh, zaboravio sam pitam.
This went on for a week.
I to se tako nastavilo nedelju dana.
Then after one week, Gokishodas Babaji said, I have asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I have not received a clear answer.
Nakon nedelju dana on je rekao, ja sam pitao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ali nisam dobio jasan odgovor.
And then Bhaktisiddhanta just correct together, he said, please, I can understand that Krishna and you don't want to accept me because I'm too mundane.
I onda se Bhaktisiddhanta skrhao i rekao, mogu shvatiti da ti Krishna ne želite da me prihvatite jer sam suviše zaokupljen svetovnim stvarima.
But if you do not accept me, what is the hope of my living?
Ali ako me vi ne prihvatite, kako korist od mog života?
And with this he indicated his readiness to commit suicide.
I time je izrazio svoju spremnost da počini samoubistvo.
Yes, he actually wanted to jump from a bridge.
U stvari je htio da skoči sa mosta.
Like a mošta. Yeah. And so he wanted to do that.
I on je to htio da uradi.
And then Bhakti, then Gokishodas Babaji finally relented. He said, okay, take your bath in the Jamuna, in the Ganga, and come.
I onda je Gokishodas Babaji nekao pristao I rekao, okupaj se u Jamuni, Gangi I onda dođi.
Yes, and then he initiated him and gave him the name Sri Vashabhanavi Devi Doyita Das.
I onda ga inicirao I dao mu to ime.
Yes. So, you can see, there is a test.
I možete vidjeti, postoji test.
Now I want to finish by saying that all of us initiated or uninitiated, let us think about the subject matters which were discussed this morning in a very personal way.
I sada svi mi inicirani I neinicirani trebamo razmisliti o tim stvarima koje smo jutros naveli na vrlo personalan način.
Let us fix up our cilj in a very straightforward manner.
Da se usredsredimo na naš cilj na veoma direktan način.
That means that we understand without doubt that to become self-realized is the highest goal in life.
To jest da shvatimo da postati samospoznat znači najviši cilj u životu.
If we are not 100% convinced of that, we should ask questions and study the books and give relevant arguments and
ako nismo 100% uvereni u to onda treba postaviti pitanja proučavati knjige I dati argumente davati argumente
yeah. And then when we are convinced
I onda kad smo uvereni
we should work at the qualifications
trebamo raditi na kvalifikaciji
and in this way take the wonderful road back to Krishna.
I onda poći divnim putem nazad Krishna.
Great treasures are waiting.
Velika blaga nas čekaju.
It is described that he who turns to the spiritual path, all auspiciousness and freedom from all miseries is waiting for him.
Rečeno je da onaj ko krene putem duhovnog života da ga all freedom is waiting for him
and freedom from miseries and all auspiciousness.
Očekuju ga sloboda od svih beda I sva povoljnost.
Yes, sloboda. Yes, real sloboda. And that's the reason why in the past many great kings have given up their empires as false.
I to je razlog zbog kog su veliki kraljevi u prošlosti napustili svoje carstva kao lažno.
To go the spiritual put.
Da bi pošli duhovnim putem.
So thank you very very much for attending this discussion about one relevant point in our philosophy.
I zahvaljujem vam se što ste došli da prisustvujete ovom izlaganju o jednoj veoma važnoj stvari u našoj filozofiji.
Tomorrow morning we will have another subject and we will talk about the importance of prasadam.
Sutra ujutro ćemo imati još jednu temu I govorit ćemo o važnosti prasadama.
But it will be very, you will be surprised, it was very new information for you.
Ali bit ćete iznenađeni, tu će biti sasvim nove informacije za vas.
And after that, we will talk on the meaning of tilak and Vaishnava dress and all kinds of esoteric subjects.
A onda ćemo nakon toga govoriti o tilaku, o vaishnavskoj odeći I mnogim drugim esoteričnim stvarima.
Because we have some friends who have come only today, I want to say, we make these lectures like seminars where we take a subject and shed light on it from the scriptures. Today was the disciple and the spiritual master.
Za one koji su novi, možemo reći da mi imamo sad kao neki seminar i onda na određene teme bacamo svetlo.
So please come, be cordially invited, because it will give you a nice understanding of the path of Krishna consciousness.
I molimo vas da dođete i to će vam dati jako lepo razumevanje o putu svesnosti Krišne.
Now we want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding the subject matter?
Ovdje ćemo today's završiti, ako ima nekih pitanja u vezi s tim.
Could you understand everything which Dira Prashanta said? Was it
all right? Da li ste mogli shvatiti sve s prevoda?
Yes, huh? He did a very nice job. It is very difficult to translate when you have someone like me who wants a high standard. But you did very nice. Please don't be angry at me. So everything is clear?
So yes. Sir.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't listen well enough, but you said this Purusharya processes are a little different in the
Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Yes, yeah. We do not light any fires, for instance.
Yeah, but which are the
corresponding things? Yes, yes. At that time, your head was on your knees, so I will again repeat this for you. To offer oblations, we are doing this by offering foodstuffs to Krishna.
U vezi s ovim stvarima koje su odgovarajuće onima koji su dati tradicionalni put, u vezi sa ponudama, mi prinosimo ponude Krishna.
And when it says one should worship the deity in the morning, afternoon and evening, we go to Aratik.
I kad se kaže da treba obožavati božanstvo ujutru, podne i uveče, onda mi umjesto toga dolazimo na arati.
Morning program and evening program.
Jutarnji i večernji program.
And as far as performing a fire sacrifice, we do sankirtan.
I što se tiče žrtvenih vatra, mi radimo sankirtan.
That's a sankirtan yagya.
To je sankirtan yagya.
Sankirtan means two things, to chant the holy name.
Sankirtan znači dve stvari, pevati sveto ime.
And to let others participate in chanting.
I dati drugima da učestvuju.
And we do this by book distribution, so that they come in contact with this knowledge.
Mi to činimo deljenjem knjiga, tako da oni dođu u dodir sa tim znanjem.
Or we go out for chanting in the streets. I think we should do this today in Beograd.
Ili posle druga sad da idemo na ulice i da pevamo, a i možda ćemo to danas raditi.
Yeah. So like for instance Bhakta Sedi, whenever he hears the word book distribution, he gets a horror shock.
Kao Bhakta Sedi, on kad god čuje o deljenju knjiga, on se prestravi.
So I'm sure that he must distribute something to the conditioned souls, because that is important, that is in the Purusharya process.
Ja sam rekao, treba deliti nešto u svojim dušama, jer je to jako važno, to je Purusharya proces.
Therefore, if he doesn't forget it, which he mostly does, he should distribute prasadam.
I ako to ne zaboravi, kao što uvijek, onda treba da deli prasadam.
And then we should then it says you feed the brahmanas.
Je to rečeno da hranimo brahmane.
This is association of Vaishnavas.
To je druženje sa bhaktima.
Because if you feed someone, you have association with him in a very close terms.
Jer kad hranite nekog, onda se družite s njim jako blisko.
So association of Vaishnavas is important.
I druženje sa Vaishnavom je jako važno.
Hare Krishna. This is all very scientific.
Ovo je sve veoma naučno.
And I personally think this is the wonderful nature of this movement. It is so exact, isn't it?
I onda to je zapravo divna priroda ovog pokreta, tako tačno.
So much nice information is there.
Toliko lepih informacija je tu.
What you can do, how you can advance.
Šta možete raditi, kako da napredujete?
So let us all become great friends of this movement.
Zato postajemo veliki prijatelji ovog pokreta.
Good. So we shall finish here. Now here's one titiksha. Mama, titiksha. Yes.
From this example of Ramanuja Acharya and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, we see that they exist the initiate. And what about these disciples now? They actually, maybe they think it's not good to push straight the masses to give initiation.
Oh yes, that's what I wanted to say. That is, molim.
Tiksha Mata je rekla, kao što vidimo iz primjera Bhaktisiddhante i Ramanujacharya, međutim, u skladu sa današnjom situacijom, isto rečeno da ne trebamo, da insistiramo previše od duhovnog učitelja za inicijaciju.
See, Ramanujacharya and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur were highly qualified.
Ramanujacharya i Bhaktisiddhanta su bili izuzetno visoko kvalifikovani.
Those who are not, should first they should work at becoming qualified.
Oni koji to nisu trebaju jako puno raditi na tome da postaju kvalifikovani.
That's the meaning of this Purusharya. You should chant your rounds in full concentration. You should come to the classes and to the arati ceremony, and you should do sankirtan or something by which you spread Krishna consciousness, and then you are becoming qualified.
I u tome leži značaj Purusharya, da mantramo svoje krugove skoncentrisano, da dolazimo na arati programe i da učinimo nešto za širenje svesnosti Krišne.
I personally think that many of our guests and our young devotees are too brittle.
Mislim da većina naših novih bhakta i gostiju su previše brzi.
They decide, oh, I want to be, this is my spiritual master, before they are actually qualified to make this decision.
I oni onda dođu i kažu, ovo je moj duhovni učitelj, pre nego što su kvalifikovani da to odluče.
See, you can only, you should not be too brittle in this.
Ne bi se trebali biti previše brzi u vezi s tim.
You should wait until you can actually until you receive a sign from Krishna.
I trebate čekati sve dok ne primite znak od Krishna.
In this great devotee, I can actually, let me see, he helps me to see Krishna.
Ovaj veliki bhakta, on mi pomaže da vidim Krishna.
By him I'm becoming inspired to give up my material attachments.
Zahvaljujući njemu sam inspirisan da napustim svoje materijalne vezanosti.
And then you should, then only you should approach the great devotee.
I tek tada trebate prići velikom bhakti.
Otherwise, it is not good for your spiritual life.
Inače to nije dobro za vaš duhovni život.
Then the great devotee may have expectations in you, which you cannot fulfill.
Jer onda veliki bhakta može imati neka očekivanja, može nešto očekivati od vas što ne možete ispuniti.
Then there's disappointment.
I onda postoji razočarenje.
On both sides.
S obe strane.
So, let us first be sure that we can are receiving enough inspiration.
I stoga moramo biti sigurni da dobijemo dovoljno inspiracije.
Then the whole thing is bona fide.
Onda je čitava stvar vjerodostojna.
Yeah. Maliji gađa mukha. Mukta. Mukta.
And then,
disciples
have to practice it with more is it dangerous for some of such of the disciples to become a little bit impersonal to spiritual master? It's a little bit like
Kad duhovni učitelj ima možda nekada mnogo učenika i onda da li postoji opasnost da onda učenik postane pomalo impersonalni prema duhovnom učitelju jer su uglavnom prisutne vani instrukcije, nema toliko puno ličnog druženja, ličnog suženja.
The relationship of a disciple to his spiritual master is most important for his spiritual life.
Odnos između duhovnog učitelja, zapravo sa duhovnim učiteljem je najvažnija stvar za učenika.
When he or she becomes impersonal, this is very dangerous.
I kada ona ili on postanu impersonalni, onda je to jako opasno.
We should understand that this relationship is spiritual and is not dependent on, you know, so many letters and personal association or so on.
I trebamo shvatiti da to taj odnos duhovan i da ne zavisi od pisama, od tog dodira ličnog i od toliko mnogo stvari.
I saw Srila Prabhupada only I think 5 times.
Ja sam vidio Srila Prabhupada mislim samo 5 puta.
And but I do not have the feeling that this that Prabhupada doesn't care for me.
Ali nisam imao taj osjećaj da se Prabhupada nije brinuo za mene.
Quite opposite.
Baš suprotno.
Because it is a spiritual relationship.
Jer je to duhovni odnos.
And if you become interested to to establish your relationship with your spiritual master, he has many, many ways to respond this desire.
I ako postanemo zainteresovani da uspostavimo taj odnos, onda će biti toliko puno uzvrćenja.
Why is this possible? Because Krishna is very much there in the relationship and he is all knowing.
Zašto je to tako? To je zato što se Krishna nalazi u tom odnosu i on je sveznajući.
He takes care that this relationship is always full with newer and newer inspirations, if you want it.
On se brine da taj odnos bude uvijek pun duhovne inspiracije, ako to želimo mi.
So, I think we should... Last question. Yes.
What about
the eternal... yes.
Yes. Well, what about people who works? Could they be initiated?
Yes.
Šta je onima koji rade? Da li oni mogu biti inicirani?
Sometimes people misunderstand. In order to be initiated, I have to live in Sumato Vachka number what?
118. Ponekad ljudi pogrešno shvataju da bi bili inicirani moramo živjeti u Šumatovačku 118.
Srila Prabhupada had disciples who worked outside the movement.
Srila Prabhupada ima učenike koji su radili izvan pokreta.
So many.
Toliko mnogo.
So many of our grihastas are working outside which he initiated.
Toliko mnogo naših grihasta radi na polju koje on inicira.
But the same qualifications which I mentioned must be there. And that's not easy if one is in association with non-devotees. It's sometimes difficult. Like when you have to hear so much prajalpa, isn't it?
Ali iste kvalifikacije trebaju biti prisutne i to je ponekad teško ako osoba u druženju sa abaktama toliko puno pređalpa.
For some of us it is better to be outside of the temple.
Za neke od nas je bolje da budemo izvan hrama.
Because we can develop better there.
Jer se tamo možemo bolje razviti.
This usually has to do with what is our service.
To uglavnom ima veze sa onim što je naša služba.
If our service is like this, then, for instance, a grihastha man, he has to supply his family.
Jer recimo za grihastva on mora da održava svoju porodicu.
He has to live with his wife, and living with a wife in the temple is sometimes very difficult.
On mora živjeti sa svojom ženom i taj život je u hramu ponekad jako težak.
There is no privacy.
Nema privatnog odnosa.
Everywhere there is Sudarshan running around. Wah, 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 wah.
Svuda Sudarshan trči unako.
So it is not possible to become to live like this.
Onda nije moguće živjeti tako.
So one stays outside the next thing. Or someone makes money for Krishna. Like
osoba,
a madman.
I onda osoba ostane napolje.
Very difficult in Yugoslavia, I think.
I onda osoba zarađuje novac jako puno za Krishna, a to je jako teško u Jugoslaviji, mislim.
He makes money to build up a huge temple.
I onda zarađuje novac da bi izgradila veliki hram.
Like you should, if possible, make millions of dollars so that we can make a temple like Sveti Sava.
Recimo treba zaraditi milijone dolara tako da napravimo hram kod
Sveti Sava. That would be a good reason to be outside.
To bi bio dobar razlog da se živi napolje.
Now I'm again joking. Please excuse me. It is a very serious subject. So the maybe conditions which necessitate staying outside.
Sad se ja šalim, ali ima ovaj razloga koji bi dozvolio da se živi napolje.
We have our very nice friends Emil and Natalia who will make a band for Krishna, isn't it? And they will place enormous transcendental songs into the ear of the conditioned soul.
Kao što imamo prijatelje Emilija i Nataša, oni mogu praviti transcendentalne pesme i onda ih staviti u svoj repertoar, tako da mnogi osnovne duše čuju te pesme.
So there are situations like this. So, hvala lepa, thank you very much. Please think about these subjects in a serious way, even though you are initiated. It is always a good subject to think about.
I molim vas da razmislite o tim stvarima, čak i ako ste inicirani, to su uvek lepe teme da se razmisli njima.
So, Hare Krishna.